We're back for Sunday Stories, and we've got a very exciting book written by somebody who you might already know.
Yeah, this person has almost 500,000 subscribers on YouTube.
He also has over 100,000 followers on Instagram.
And we may have already visited his farm.
So, if you haven't already guessed, we're going to be reading Make Hay While the Sun Shines by our friend Tom Pemberton. So, I think this picture does just sum Tom up. Having the Highland cow in there is just, I think, perfect for their farm. Albeit they don't have as many Highlands as dairy cows, they're still a massive, massively important part and something that the public really like to see when they go and visit.
And he always just looks so happy.
Doesn't he? So we start with the introduction, and Tom writes, "Nearly 5 years ago, I uploaded a 1 minute video to YouTube about how to use our new raw milk vending machine at our little dairy farm on Lancashire's Fylde coast. It was all a bit rough around the edges because my videos are obviously super polished now, and I expected about 5 people to watch it. The ginger guy with the moustache, my dad, my mum, Joanna, now my wife, and my sisters, Penny and Amy. I can't believe what's happened since then. As I write this, I've just passed 400,000 subscribers and I still can't get my head around it. I love what I do. I'm one of those people who get excited for Monday. I can't wait to go to work." I think that kind of like the front cover sums Tom up, that he can't wait to go to work, because that enthusiasm really, really shines through in his videos and when we went to visit him as well.
I think it's really interesting because we were at a speaking event just the other week where Tom was talking about this, and he actually showed a clip of him on with the vending machine for his very first video. One, he looked a lot younger, but it was really interesting to see actually how he started. I think it's really important to take away from that. That was, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
And actually how he's achieved his success in those 5 years, I think it's amazing to remember actually it doesn't just happen overnight.
Absolutely. There's definitely the idea of progression, and he talked about consistency, and he's really committed to posting those YouTube videos and getting better and better, but it's really worked for him.
So throughout the whole book, what I find really interesting is these kind of little snippets that are called Wisdom from the Ginger Warrior. First of all, I love the fact that Tom is keeping to his nickname that he's given his dad, that you see in all of his videos, you see on his Instagram, it's consistent, and yeah, we love the Ginger Warrior. So Wisdom from the Ginger Warrior within his book says, "My favourite job on the farm, I do love a good drain. If you get your drainage right, it'll work for you 24/7, 365 days a year, and you can farm, farm, farm. So the most pleasurable job I get when I have the time is to go do some draining. I see a wet spot and dive in with a spade and a shovel. Look after the land and it'll look after you." So just reading the wisdom, I think that's definitely aimed more at farmers. As a consumer, I don't really think you'd read these tips, and it helps you to understand the farm more, but not necessarily a tip I'd take back home. But yeah, I thought that was really interesting.
I think you're right though on that kind of, that split between consumer and farmer. You're not gonna go and do some draining in your garden, are you?
Well, you never know.
However, for farmers, that is, you know, as it states there, it is kind of a favourite job on the farm. There's nothing better than getting water away from a wet spot and knowing that that bit of field is going to be productive once again. And talking about looking after the land, it's something that is so crucial now in farming. You know, the soil and the land's our greatest asset.
What's your most pleasurable job on the farm, Rebecca?
Oh, that's a good question. Something to do with lambing. I love lambing time. Mm-hmm. And well, Tom actually talks about lambing in the book as well, but it's an amazing time of year. So lambing sheep, I think, is fantastic. So speaking of lambing, as I said, there's a whole chapter dedicated to it in the book. So Tom writes, "In early April, it's lambing time, and that puts a huge smile on my face. A couple of weeks before they give birth, the ewes start to bag up, which means their udder and teats start to grow. Closer to giving birth, the udder will get firmer and the teats get more swollen as they're filling up with milk. The ewe's behaviour also changes a bit, like heading off to a quiet corner of the field, pawing the ground with their feet, lying down, then getting up and turning around in circles and lying down again. It's all part of the nesting instinct. Then, between 1 and 2 days before lambing, the lamb will drop down inside the ewe, getting into the right position to come out. At the end of the first stage of labour, a water bag, the amniotic sac, will appear and either hangs there or bursts. If it bursts, the ewe usually starts licking it up. It's full of energy, which the girls could really do with at this point. Usually within an hour of her waters breaking, a ewe will give birth and the lamb appears front feet first, followed by its nose. It kind of looks like it's diving out.
Like a Superman.
Pretty, and that's exactly how you want them to come out. That's the best way to hopefully mean that the ewe won't need any assistance.
I thought it was quite technical, that, talking about the sac.
The amniotic sac.
Yeah, that's like full-on biology lesson.
I think lambing's a really interesting one because people can definitely be freaked out by this actual process. But once they've seen it, they can, you know, they see how amazing it is. And actually, farmers get that feeling of amazement every time, you know, you lamb a sheep and you see a lamb born. It definitely doesn't get old.
Well, I don't know about you, but when I think of Tom Pam, I think cows. So I think it's quite interesting that he's included his lamb inside in that as well, because, you know, it's not Tom Pam the shepherd on Instagram. I mean, you do think dairy cows. So yeah, I think that's a nice aspect of kind of the book. To talk about other animals he has on the farm. In his talks previously, he's mentioned that his farm can be a bit like a zoo. I know he's got some goats there as well, thanks to Heidi. Big shout out to Heidi. So yeah, I really like that he's included it. So mentions there that Tom lambs in April. When do you lamb?
So we're a lot earlier than Tom. We start lambing probably the first week of January, give or take a few days. And I think this is an important point to note about different farming systems. I mean, we talk about it all the time, don't we? That farmers can do things in so many different ways. We lamb early because we have the shed space and we lamb them inside. So actually the weather conditions at that time of year aren't a problem for us. However, depending on the space you have, and if you have to lamb outside, you have to leave it till a bit later when the weather's hopefully a bit more kind.
So the next section that we're going to delve into is called calving. So Tom goes on to say, "And now for the moment you guys have all been waiting for, calving. And that's probably my equal favourite time of year, along with turnout day when the cows go out to grass in late April. The cows calve through the year, which means that the amount of milk we produce through the year stays the same. But we do tend to have some calves each spring. For the heifers, cows that haven't calved yet, calves are calved the old-fashioned way, and that means we move the cows who were looking to get in calf, and then the bull goes about his business." What I like there is he explains, in brackets, what a heifer is.
Yeah, because so, that terminology, we sometimes forget that consumers might not know what we're talking about.
So although I do think that this is very much a farmer-to-farmer book, I think it's got really good consumer elements as well. So those little details that make it easier to read.
Yeah, really help. So I think this is another interesting example of the different systems which farmers have. So Tom's talking about calving all year round, but there's some farmers who might calve in blocks in autumn or spring. So I think it's interesting that he's making a point of explaining that.
I really love the fact that it's quite colloquial with the language he's using. So for the moment, you guys have all been waiting for. It's just like watching his videos. And the fact that he talks about his favourite times of turnout day and calving, you can see that throughout all of his content, whether that be on YouTube, social media, his book. Yeah, I really love that Tom's really in this.
And I think that's important because everybody who watches his videos does feel like, to some extent, they know Tom. And I think that's also amplified by how much time he's willing to give up at these events to speak to his fans, basically.
It's very authentic.
Yeah. So Tom has a whole chapter on the future of the farm, and I think lots of farmers are really, really trying to be as forward-thinking as possible, and we appreciate that potentially we are going to have to diversify to supplement our incomes. So Tom writes, "Going forward, how do I see my future on the farm? Well, my parents are 64 years young and are looking to slow down, so I'm going to take more of a leading role soon. I want to improve the milking parlour and like the idea of adding a viewing area over it so people can see the cows being milked at certain times, with a brew in hand from the cafe next door. Well, that's the dream. I want to give more to the end consumer like we do now, but offer them even more of an experience of farm life, and maybe arrange more school visits as well. With the platform I have through social media, I'd love to keep spreading all the good that farmers do around the UK. And there's no better way of doing that than getting people to come to the farm and see the place for themselves. As for other ventures, I'd like to keep saying yes to things. It sounds really daft, but it's so easy to be comfortable doing what you do. I know because I was that guy, but I feel like I've grown in the 4 years I've been making my videos. And now, weirdly, some of the things that I used to be the most nervous about are the most enjoyable. Well, what a good look to the future. I think, as we would expect, a real focus on education and keeping bridging that gap with the public.
So important. That's something we're very passionate about. But it's nice to see that Tom openly admits that actually it is about pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, and that's something he's had to learn through his venture. He hasn't just done it overnight. It's been a process. And I think that's something, whether you're doing something on the farm or you're getting into a career, something we can all take away from that.
Absolutely.
So Bex, what do you think?
I really enjoyed this. Now, I'll let you into a secret. I haven't actually read the book cover to cover because I've listened to the audio book whilst I was on the tractor, which actually is perfect if you don't have time to stop and read the book. But yeah, I think it's been a fantastic read and a real insight into Tom's life, and a real credit to him. He talks about being dyslexic, and to be able to put all his thoughts into a book, I just think shows that anybody can do it.
Absolutely. And I think if you're a huge fan of Tom P, you are going to love this book because his personality shines through. What you get on YouTube, what you get on socials, what you get in person, it really, really resonates and comes through throughout the book.
Definitely. We'd highly recommend it.
So guys, thanks so much for joining us for another episode of Sunday Stories. Oh, I've loved that one.
Absolutely. If you enjoyed it, we'd love to hear from you. And we'd also love to know if there's any books in agriculture at the moment that you think we should read.
Don't forget, if you like what we do, please give us a like and subscribe. It helps to get the message out there further. And yeah, hope to see you next time.
Thank you.